The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Well, a woman broke into actor Robert De Niro's home in New York City, and he was there. The 30-year-old, known to police as one of the top five burglars in that area, was caught after officers saw her trying different doors of commercial buildings before getting into De Niro's building. De Niro had no contact with the woman. A new poll is out about Christmas holiday season entertainment. For instance, a majority of folks said the 1946 movie It's a Wonderful Life is their favorite, naming it as the essential flick for the festive season. Others on that list, A Charlie Brown Christmas, Home Alone, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and The Polar Express. Another category, Kevin McAllister is the favorite holiday actor in Home Alone. Tim Allen as Best On-Screen Santa. Best Holiday-Themed TV Special, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And Die Hard as the Best Holiday Movie that really isn't a holiday movie. And finally, fans of the two Mamma Mia films may get a third. The director of Mamma Mia 2 suggests that producer Judy Kramer planned it to be a trilogy. While Kramer says she was working on a possible idea for Mamma Mia 3 in 2020, but there's no official word yet on it happening. All right, festivities begin with the early afternoon City Plaza outdoor musical performances and the children's celebration at 2 p.m. Of course, we're talking about Raleigh First Night 2023. Performances and activities will continue through the evening across multiple indoor venues throughout downtown Raleigh. Of course, the night is capped off with music on the outdoor main stage, the famous Raleigh Acorn Drop, and a spectacular fireworks show. All right, for the holidays, let's take a look at what's going on at the clubs in downtown Raleigh. We'll start off with the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street. Thursday through Saturday, December 29th through the 31st, it's Big Something. And then each night, a special guest. On Thursday, it's the Chris Jacobs Band. Friday, Into the Fog. And Red Panda on Saturday. All shows start at 9. Friday and Saturday, January 6th and 7th, Zoso. The ultimate Led Zeppelin experience with Beggar's Banquet, Rolling Stones tribute on Friday, and then Top Guns on Saturday, both shows at 8 o'clock. Thursday, January 12th, By George and Harvey Street Company and Lake Notice. That show starts at 8. Friday, January 13th, Adam Knight's Buried Alive. That's a tribute to Fish at 8:30. Saturday, January 14th, Winter Metal Fest with Cultus Black, Drill 187, Infinity Dream, Outlier, Attracting the Fall, and Among the Machines. All that starts at 6:30. Sunday, January 15th, Shot Through the Heart, tribute to Bon Jovi with Bullet the Blue Sky, a tribute to U2, and the music starts at 8. Wednesday, January 18th, Spafford at 8:30. Friday, January 20th, 80s versus 90s, featuring Joe Hero and Rockzilla at 8 o'clock. Saturday, January 21st, weekend excursion with Runaway Cab, and the music starts at 8. Okay, the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, Saturday, December 31st, Marcus King and Youngblood. Friday, January 13th, Trap Bingo, 21 plus. Saturday, January 28th, Be Our Guest, a Disney DJ night that is also 21 plus. Okay, Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, December 28th, it's Hustle Souls at 8. Thursday, December 29th, Gentry Brothers with Spectroscope at 8 o'clock. Friday, December 30th, TF with Triz and more. Saturday, December 31st, Nappy Head, Funk Army, Crucial Fire, and more. And that show starts at 7. Sunday, January 1st, Invite Only 2 with DJ 9 Friends at 9 o'clock. Thursday, January 5th, North Carolina Got Next Independent Artist Showcase. Once again, 9 o'clock. Friday, January 6th, Duck with Josh Clark's Visible Spectrum. Saturday, January 7th, Mellow Swells with Cosmic Collective at 9. Sunday, January 8th, Doco with MDG and Careless Flight at 8. Monday, January 9th, Simler with David Wimbish of The Collection at 8 o'clock. Thursday, January 12th, Moon Hoots with Balkan Bump at 9. Friday, January 13th, Juxton Roy with Tuna Fort, Weymouth, Old Sons, that's at 9. Saturday, January 14th, Sex Brews with Maj Dika and Grub at 9. Sunday, January 15th, Croatan with Terra Firma at 8. Tuesday, January 7th, The Talisman with Juliet, 8. Wednesday, January 18th, GA20, that's at 8 o'clock. Thursday, January 19th, Moynock with Pazer, Voarm, Eurosion, and Nganga, and that all starts at 8 o'clock. Friday, January 20th, Machine Funk. This is a tribute to Widespread Panic at 9. And then Saturday, January 21st, Spaced Angel with Boy Named Sue and Oberlin. And that show starts at 9. Okay, Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC, on Vivian Street in downtown Durham. By the way, it was named one of the top 10 performance centers in the country. Congratulations to them. Okay, Tuesday through Sunday, January 3rd through the 8th, Tina, the Tina Turner musical. Her voice is undeniable, her fire is unstoppable, and her triumph is unlike any other. This new musical reveals a comeback story like no other of a woman who dared to defy the bounds of racism, sexism, and ageism to become the global queen of rock and roll. Friday, January 13th, Anthony Hamilton, Charlotte native. Anthony is an American singer, songwriter, and record producer who rose to fame with his platinum-selling second studio album, Coming From Where I'm From. That was back in 2003. Tuesday through Sunday, January 3rd through the, well, no, that's Tina again. Where did that come from? Friday, January, two pages of the same thing. Forgot that. Anthony Hamilton, of course. Then Wednesday, January 18th through Sunday, January 22nd, come from away. Friday and Saturday, January 27 and 28, it's Funny Man Jim Gaffigan, Dark Pale Tour. Performances at 7 and 9:30 both days. Tuesday, January 31st through Sunday, February 5th, Cats, the record-breaking musical spectacular by Andrew Lloyd Webber. Wednesday, February 8th, Dancing with the Stars Live 2023 tour. Thursday through Saturday, February 9th through the 11th, it's Widespread Panic, has been together over three decades. During that time, they sold over 3 million albums and 4 million downloads, all shows at 7:30. Tuesday through Sunday, February 14th through the 19th, The Book of Mormon. The New York Times calls it the best musical of this century. The Washington Post says it is the kind of evening that restores your faith in musicals. Tuesday, February 21st, An Evening to Shine. As in past years, hundreds of choral and dance students representing all of the district schools will perform. Proceeds from An Evening to Shine support the Durham Promise Scholarship Fund, a community-funded scholarship program administered by the Durham Public Schools Foundation. And the show starts at 7. Wednesday, February 22nd, Brandi Carlile, a special solo performance. Friday through Sunday, February 24th through the 26th, Riverdance. Tuesday, February 28th through Sunday, March 5th, Jagged Little Pill, the musical. Wednesday, March 8th, Trixie and Katya Live. Friday, March 10th, Nashville Songwriters. Sunday, March 12th, Bull City Food and Beer Experience. Tuesday, March 14th, Il Divo. Thursday, March 16th through Sunday, March 19th, American Ballet Theater's performance of Giselle. And that is part of the Duke Performances lineup this spring. Thursday, March 23rd, it is the International Anime Music Festival. The lineup at PNC Arena. Saturday, January 21st, Cinchworld's Toughest Rodeo. Saturday, January 28th, Cody Johnson with Randy Houser and Jesse Robb Jr. Friday, February 17th, Hootie and the Blowfish with Susto. The concert is a pre-party show in advance of Saturday's hockey game, which is the part of the Navy Federal Credit Union National Hockey League Stadium Series, and it'll be held outdoors at Carter Finley Stadium. The Hurricanes will take on the Washington Capitals on Saturday. Thursday, March 2nd, Jeff Dunham, still not canceled tour. Friday, March 10th, Kim and Ladisi, the Soul to Soul tour, part of the Women's Empowerment Expo. Monday, March 13th, Greta Van Fleet, Dreams in Gold Tour. March 17th, which is a Friday, Winter Jam 2023. Saturday and Sunday, March 18 and 19, it's Monster Jam. Okay, the lineup at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street. All programs start at 8 o'clock. Unless noted. Sunday, January 15th, Mozart and His Contemporaries, presented by the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, and the performance starts at 3. Thursday, January 19th, Giggly Squad Live. Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, 123 Andres. It's Activate. Friday's show is at 11:20, Saturday's performance at 11. Saturday, January 21st, comedian J.B. Smooth with his physical therapy tour. January 26th, it's Noel Miller, and the tour is Everything is All Messed Up, let me put it that way. January 30th, Kenny Wade Shepherd. Trouble is, it's his 25th anniversary tour. February 1st, it's February 1. On this remarkable day, February 1st in 1964, college freshmen changed American history. This film depicts the so-called Greensboro Fours. They began a sit-in at a Woolworth's lunch counter in North Carolina. The restaurant refused service to African Americans. The demonstration is considered one of the pivotal moments in the American Civil Rights Movement. It is recommended for grades 5 through 12. Shows are at 9:50 and 11:20 on February 1st. Friday, February 3rd, John Waters, The End of the World. Saturday, February 4th, and Monday, February 6th, A Walk in August. Saturday's show is at 7:30, and Monday's performance is at 11 a.m. Tuesday, February 7th, The Adventures of the Tortoise and Hare, The Next Generation. Two shows, 9:45 a.m. and 11:20 a.m. Thursday, February 9th, Nick Swardson, Make Joke from Face Tour. Friday, February 10th, Dimitri Martin, The Joke Machine Tour. Saturday, February 11th, Angel Olsen and the Big Time Band. February 18th, at Carolina Theater, Shanna Tucker, Chamber Soul Cello and Songs. Okay. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Saturday, January 7th, it's Beethoven Lives Upstairs. This is from the North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday, January 13th, the Steel Wheels. This is a Pinecone event at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th, Rachmaninoff Symphonic Dances from the North Carolina Symphony. The performance is at Maymandy Concert Hall both days. Sunday, January 15th, George Lopez, OMG High Comedy Tour. This is at Memorial Auditorium. He's currently back on TV with his family sitcom, Lopez vs. Lopez, with his daughter. Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, Aretha, a tribute from the North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday and Sunday, January 21st and 22nd, Shen Yun Performing Arts at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, January 27 and 28th, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 5 from the North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday through Sunday, January 27 through the 29th, Mozart Don Giovanni. This is from the North Carolina Opera at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, January 28th, Oak City Revolution Dance Competition at Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday, February 2nd, Shangela Fully Lit Tour. In 2019, Shangela was recognized as part of the prestigious Time 100 Next List and named one of the most powerful drag queens in America. February 2nd through the 19th, Greg Piano Concerto. This is from Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, February 3rd, Friday favorites, all strings from the North Carolina Symphony. Performances at noon and 1:30. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall. Tuesday through Sunday, February 7th through the 12th, Dream Girls. This is a North Carolina theater presentation in Memorial Auditorium. Friday, February 10th, it's Rouge, a cirque and dance cabaret at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, February 10 and 11, Revolution, the music of the Beatles, a symphonic experience from the North Carolina Symphony. Friday and Saturday, February 17 and 18, Dvorak Symphony No. 7, presented by the North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock, both nights. That's what's happening at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The music festival known as Dreamville returns to Raleigh's Dix Park next year. Organizers say Dreamville Fest, created by Fayetteville native and rapper J. Cole, is scheduled for Saturday and Sunday, April 1st and 2nd. This past spring, the Dreamville Festival drew an estimated crowd of 80,000 people. No word on tickets just yet, but you can sign up for a newsletter through the event's website, DreamvilleFest.com. Still going on at Red Hat Amphitheater, it's an ice rink. If you like to ice skate or you just want to give it a try, Red Hat Amphitheater is playing host to The Rink, presented by UNC Health. The rink features more than just ice. There are cozy stations with lounging furniture, fire pits to warm up, a big Christmas tree, an area for photo ops, a snack bar, and themed nights. All right, Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, classical concert series, one performance in January on the 22nd. That is the Carolina Contemporary Composers presents Winter Winds, featuring the Reedy or Not Chamber Ensemble. The Jazz Live Concert Series, the Sunday, March 5th, Triangle Youth Jazz Ensemble, their spring concert is on Saturday, March 25th. Friday through Sunday, February 10 through 12, it's Mystery Theater, The Bachelor of Apex. Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and Sunday at 3. And then Light Theater 2023, an acronym for Laugh, Inspire, Think, and Encourage. Plays are intended to get the audience to laugh, think, and or be encouraged, inspired. A collection of 8 one-act plays written by local writers. Saturday and Sunday, March 11 and 12. Saturday show at 7:30. Sunday at 3 o'clock. The Clayton Center, Saturday, January 14th, Confederate Railroad. The group first rolled onto the national country music scene in the early 90s. Concert starts at 7. Friday, January 20th, at the Clayton Center, Paul Reiser. From Stand Up to Stranger Things, and then, of course, Mad About You. His show starts at 8. Saturday, January 28th, Mesmerizing Magic, and that's from Jason Hudy, and that starts at 7. We still got in Cary, the Motown Sounds of Christmas, December 28th and 29th. Performance at 7:30 at the Cary Arts Center. Garner Performing Arts Center, Saturday, March 4th, Junie B's Essential Survival Guide to School, performances at 10 and 2. Saturday, March 25th, it is Balsam Range, the 2018 International Bluegrass Music Association Entertainer of the Year. If you happen to be in Greensboro and curious about what's going on at the Greensboro Coliseum, Wednesday, December 28th, it's WWE Live Holiday Tour. Saturday and Sunday, January 14 and 15, Monster Jam. Friday, January 27th, Frankie Beverly and Maze. Saturday, January 28th, Toby Max Hits Deep Tour. And Friday through Sunday, February 3rd through the 5th, Jurassic World Live Tour. Then in Charlotte at the Spectrum Center, Friday, January 13, Future Friends One Big Party Tour. Saturday, January 21st, Barry Manilow Hits 2023. Saturday, February 4th, WWE Next Vengeance Day. Wednesday, February 8th, Carrie Underwood, Denims and Rhinestones Tour. That's at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Okay, Raleigh Little Theater, January 27th through February 12th. It's Blood Wedding. March 17th through the 26th, Fancy Nancy, the musical. My Wonderful Birthday Suit, May 5th through the 21st. And the final show for the 22-23 season, Hands on a Hard Body, and that's from June 2nd to June 18th. Raleigh Little Theater welcomes people with disabilities to the theater. All performances are wheelchair accessible, rather. Audio description for those with visual disabilities is provided by Arts Access on the second Sunday of each performance. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.